joins me now on the line from Beirut. Mohsen Saleh, viewers may be wondering about this. In 2006, Israel brutally attacks Lebanon. Hezbollah helped save Lebanon. And now the networks that Lebanon was saved by are being closed down by the Lebanese government. What's going on?
Well, actually, we should look at the visit of David Welsh last month when he informed the Lebanese of a hot summer. And he met with the team of the 14th of March and recommended them of doing something, and he dictated them to do something in order to escalate the situation. Last night, decisions of the cabinet, of the illegal cabinet and unconstitutional cabinet, these decisions are unconstitutional or neither they are illegal. The Hezbollah telecommunication net is working inside, like you're having inside between the rooms, and every army and resistance in the world, they have their telecommunication and communicate with each other in order to take orders and the duties from the resistance. This resistance, as Vinograd's report told the Israelis, that this communication protected this resistance from infiltration of the Israeli eardroppings and protected the Lebanese, in fact, the Lebanese society from distracting their country. And this cabinet is doing something insane, I guess. They are escalating the situation in Lebanon. They are going into the brink in the situation, the social situation, and the security situation. They should, the Lebanese, leave the Lebanese with civil security, civil peace, and the resistance is doing so. So we don't need, and the resistance doesn't need from this government, which can be accused in many things, should stop of blackmailing this resistance, because we don't need many blackmailings from the United Nations or from Beirut's cabinet, who are working under the dictations of the David Welsh or the American administration.
Well, viewers of Press TV, we're just seeing what Sheikh Nassim was saying from Hezbollah. What can Hezbollah do?
Actually, Hezbollah want to keep the peaceful situation in the Lebanese society, because the Lebanese do not need any kind of escalations.
But they can't. But they can't close down telecommunications networks. Hezbollah is saying this is a bad move. Obviously, many analysts seeing this as a crazy move by the Sinora government. What can Hezbollah actually do?
Hezbollah will keep this telecommunication net and system, and nobody can bring anything and attack it and even find it. And these secrets should not be revealed to the enemy, to the Israeli enemy. And I guess they should be shy and ashamed of their doing so, or bringing a map of and telling about the telecommunication net of Hezbollah. Hezbollah believed in this society and believed in its leaders, and they should keep the way of confidence between the leadership and the community and the Lebanese society. And this resistance has been the force of protecting this society.
So you think the telecommunication networks will stay in place despite the efforts of the Lebanese government?
Absolutely. This is removing anything of this network would be insane from anyone. And I guess asking Hezbollah and bringing the law for this, I guess they confess all this and they know this about 4, 5, 6 years or more. They know about this network. Why now? Because David Welsh came to Lebanon and asked them to escalate the situation in order to bring some peace to Iraq and to their forces in Iraq. They are beaten in Iraq, and I guess in Lebanon, if they are escalating the situation, they are not going to be safe in Lebanon.
Well, I was about to ask about why now. What do you think the Bush administration's, as you were saying, it's a hot summer, Welsh's visit. Do you think the Bush administration's next moves are going to be even more dangerous for Lebanon and Lebanese security?
Bush is coming to the region, and he is celebrating the 60 years of establishing this usurpation of Palestine. And he wants to have a kind of success. He can't get that from Iraq. He can't get that in Palestine. And he wants to do something and saying, you know, you see, Lebanon, we are doing something against the resistance and against Hezbollah. And this will not work.
Mohsen Saleh, political analyst, joining me there from Beirut and telling us that the telecommunication networks will probably remain in place despite this announcement.